Oh, yeah. That's right. We got Jim before the great album. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Christchurch local Jim McLaughlin about his hat. His 60-year-old tartan hat from Scotland, which was stolen off his head as he rode his mobility scooter back home from the pub. There's been a couple of developments since then, so we thought we'd check in on Jim for a wee update. And he's on the line now. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. You okay for me to ask you a few questions?
Yeah.
So the first thing first, our audience will be desperate to know, has your hat been returned to you?
No, it hasn't.
Sorry to hear that.
Unfortunately, I would like to get it back because it's of sentimental value, you know. My mother sent it to me 50-odd years ago from Scotland, yeah. But you don't expect these things in New Zealand at all, you know, but it happened so quick.
Yeah. Any clues? Jim, last time I talked to you, you were thinking about going to the school or asking around. Have you made any progress there?
No. But there's eyes watching all over the place, and all my mates are looking out, and of course the police are looking out as well. There's absolutely nothing at all. He won't be riding the bike, that's for sure. He won't be wearing a hat either, because it'll be one of the very, very few in New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's focus on the positives. Since our conversation with you on the radio, you've had some good news. First of all, I think you heard from your beloved Highlanders rugby team.
Yeah, they're a beautiful new Highlander jersey, and number 16, first off the bench, you know.
Yeah, great. Did you have a Highlanders jersey before that?
Yeah, I've got another two, well, three actually, right through from the Super 15. The Super 12.
Yeah. So this is a brand new one with your own number.
The one I've got here, I got from the Highlanders this time. But there was no number on the back. It was just Otago University on the back.
Right. But yeah, tell me about the new one.
Well, it's got electricity on the front. It's got the normal Highlander beautiful badge on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side. I forget what it is, but it's on all the jerseys anyway.
Yeah, a brand new 2019 season game-worn jersey, I understand. A game-worn jersey. Someone's actually worn this.
Yeah, number 16 was first off the bench, isn't it?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay, so that's great news. Means you can continue to support your beloved rugby team. And then somebody sent... Now this is after our conversation. Someone got in touch with us and we put them on to you. They sent you a hat known as a herringbone cheese cutter. What do you make of that?
Yeah, actually, I've got quite a lot of hats, but I don't have a cheese cutter, no. There's a Mr. McDougall, I think, from the North Island.
Yeah.
He bought it 60 years ago. And I rang the Star newspaper the other day there and asked the Star if they would thank him for the offer of it. But I've got three new hats.
You got more hats than you know what to do with.
Yeah, and I've got some other ones as well. I've got seven hats, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because you also heard from the owner of the Scottish shop in Dunedin, Aaron Hogan, who I think sent you a brand new tartan hat as well. So,
and it's a beauty.
Is it?
It's a McLaughlin tartan.
Oh.
And unfortunately, the McLaughlin tartan is red and black, the Crusader colour.
Oh, yeah.
So the Crusaders must have pinched it off the McLaughlin clan way back in the 11th century because they've been wearing that tartan.
Well, those are some lovely gestures from people, and obviously your story really meant a lot to people, touched people, and they all tried to help how they could. Now, I've heard there's a certain Devon Marriott who has even bigger plans.
Yeah, I don't know very much about that at all, but he was going to organise some sort of musical night.
Yeah, there's a Scottish band called Saltire who are apparently, once he's organised it, they're going to play, and it's sort of a tribute concert for you. They're calling it Jim Aid, I think. Well, that might be our producer having some fun.
Yeah, it's all Scottish music they're going to play.
Yeah, cool. Are you keen on Scottish, traditional Scottish music or modern Scottish music?
I quite like listening to the bagpipes and that. I started learning it, but I was too keen to play football with my mates, you know, so I never went to enough practice. I gave it up. But sorry for it now, but I quite like listening to accordion music as well.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, well, you were feeling a bit down in the dumps when I talked to you last. Has the kindness of strangers made you feel a bit better about this whole incident, Jim?
Just beautiful, you know. That hat works up in the North Island. They sent me two new hats.
Wow.
One of Harris Tweed, pure Harris Tweed, and another blue one. And that really makes me feel good, you know, getting the hat works. Yeah. So,
and just to know that people care about you. I mean, this is just one idiot who's stolen your hat, but you know, there's almost 5 million other people who are on your side and keen to help out. I think that's kind of a nice ending to this story.
You don't expect these things in New Zealand at all. It's got to be a nutcase, you know.
Yeah.
If any of my mates got hold of him, it'll be a dog tucker, so he will.
I suspect he's too scared to leave the house after all the publicity you've got.
He'll be scared to look.
Hey, just a quick reminder before we go, Jim. What did that hat look like in case, you know, in case someone spots it in their grandson's room or something?
What does it look like?
Yeah, the one you lost.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Macbeth tartan.
Okay.
There's no green on it at all. It was just all sort of blue and red. Just a few bits of tartan. You know, it was a real good one with a blue tassel on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was the tassel he got a hold of it when he yanked it off my head.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he won't be wearing it, that's for sure.
It is really nice to talk to you again. Thanks for sharing the update, Jim, and best of luck to you.
You're more than welcome, yeah.
And we'll be looking out for number 16 on the footy field when you get called off the bench.
Yeah, I'm not over keen on picking the ball up and running away with it. You know, I prefer the proper football. I was brought up with the proper stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Bye now.